Willing Flesh by Adam Creed. Read by Jonathan Oliver. 1. Elena Danya steps from her roll-top bath, her back straight and toes pointed down, as if she's doing dressage. She drips water all across the polished limestone floor. Foam sticks to her body and makes her modest. She rubs a porthole in the misted mirror and regards herself in the low flickering candle glow. The bath, over her shoulder, looks the part, and she recalls her expectations of England. When she left home 2 long years ago, her mother had pinched her cheek, assured her she would make something of herself for the family, find a prince. Elena smiles. It is coming to fruition. What she sees now in the mirror is the way she likes herself. Pink-skinned and with pale eyes, her hair straight in dripping tails, the palest outline of the flesh of her lips. Every last trace of her makeup is washed away. It is how God made her. And she can be this self again for 2 whole days. She will read her novel all morning, doing a few jobs around the place between chapters, then catch the afternoon train up to the coast. It will be dark when she checks into the Signet Hotel, and she will sit on the window seat of the bay window in her room and draw up her knees and watch the lights glimmer out at sea, then eat alone in the splendidly faded panelled dining room, fond smiles from her fellow residents. They may think it strange that such a wholesome girl is eating alone. They may speculate at what she...